Well, hey, Coco.
Well, hey, Kenny.
What's going on?
Not much, not much. Any life updates with you?
Well, we have entered wedding month.
It's September.
It's September. Woo! So, just kind of getting some last minute things put together. You know, my anxiety and stress is real high, so can't wait for the day to come and hopefully it's smooth.
It will be. It'll be totally smooth. Everything will be fine. I'll have a Tide pen in my purse at all
Beautiful.
times.
Beautiful.
We'll be good. It'll be
Beautiful.
perfect. It's gonna be so much fun.
And we're recording in person, which we haven't done in a while.
We did it last week.
Oh, that's right, we did.
It's
That's right. But we're doing it together, face to face this time.
great when we're face to face. It's good when we're virtual, but I think we have that extra spark of chemistry when we're face to face.
I agree. Definitely agree.
Okay. What are we doing today? What are we talking about?
We're talking all about social media, baby.
Oh, wow. Big topic.
Social
I said it like it wasn't my idea.
media, yes, the big topic of social media. By the way, we are recording at my lovely home, which means that I have two crazy dogs who would like to be a part of this podcast, although they can't be. One, I don't want to sign the waivers, and two, they're just a handful. So, that being said, if you hear a whiny little dog, that is most likely Lola. So just,
If you're a grunting little dog, that's probably Remy.
yeah, if you hear a little grunty and a little snorty, that's probably Remy. So if you
His
hear
little
them,
Frenchies.
I apologize, but just say hi to them, you know? They love friends, they just want to be included. And unfortunately, they're not.
Yeah.
They're not invited to this.
Alrighty, so let's just jump right in. So I was thinking, we haven't like fully figured out how we're going to talk about it yet because we are talking about social media. So we're like, where should we start off from? Because I want to come from a perspective of like what I've noticed of social media, but I'm like, should we start with like our background of it?
Yeah, I mean, I started social media when it was MySpace, and that was very interesting. It was actually a very fun period, but looking back, I can definitely see, I think, where the insecurities and stuff kind of lies.
Real quick, was there anything before MySpace?
As far as social media goes, I'm not positive. I mean, we had, AIM, AOL Instant Messenger. I wouldn't say that that was like social media rather than just like a form of communication
Like a
with your
social
friends.
interacting more so, rather
Yeah.
than like content.
Yeah. For
Okay.
me, I would say it was MySpace. I'm not sure if there was anything prior. I was not of age at that time. I probably wasn't really of age to be on MySpace either when I first was. I don't know if there was an age limit. I mean, I'm sure there was.
Okay, so from my perspective, MySpace was very scary. It was very grunge to me.
No.
Have we never talked about this? When I picture MySpace, I picture like the inside of a Hot Topic, but like early 2000s Hot Topic, not modern day Hot Topic.
I mean, I could definitely see that because I also went through a very big Hot Topic phase during the
Everyone goes
MySpace
through it.
time.
Well, okay, there we go. It adds up. When I picture MySpace, it's like I'm physically inside of a Hot Topic.
Oh
It's like
no.
very grungy to me. I never had a MySpace, as you know, which I remember when we first talked about that, you were shocked. And I was like, oh.
Yes.
I remember I said to you, why would I ever have a MySpace? I was in sixth grade when Facebook came out.
Well, I think that's when I truly understood the age difference between us. I think that's when I was like, how old are you? Because everybody had a MySpace. But then it clicked.
I was like, why would I have one? I literally was 12 when Facebook came out. Like, I don't need a MySpace. I remember considering getting one right before Facebook came out. Like, I remember the moment I first saw Facebook. So for MySpace, I remember hearing like crazy stories and I was terrified of it. First of all, I thought it was like the grunge scene.
Is Lola howling?
Has she ever
No.
howled before? She's gonna tire herself out. Oh my God, it reminds me of Lady and the Tramp in the beginning of the movie when Lady is a puppy. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I haven't seen that movie in so long.
I love that movie.
But
Such a classic.
she should be calming down. But again, if you hear, I'm so
I
sorry.
can't believe she's howling.
Like, I feel like she should be quiet enough. I'm hoping that the mics don't pick it up, but she should be calming down. I put History 101 on. She was watching Selling Sunset, but I think she might have finished that. So I put on History 101. I mean,
there's only like 2 seasons, so.
Yeah, so I put on History 101. I personally haven't really watched Selling Sunset.
I've never seen it.
But Lola has, so. But anyways, back to MySpace. So MySpace to you was grungy.
So I was like, it's super grunge. And then I always heard stories of like catfishing before catfishing was a thing. Like I always heard stories like that, or specifically grooming too. Like I always heard about my mom's friends whose daughters, 14s back when I was like 12, right, met their boyfriend on MySpace and it turned out to be like a 50-year-old man. Like things like that I kept hearing. And I was like, okay, I'm terrified.
I could definitely picture that now because it was so new that I think today there's a lot more security on the internet, whereas MySpace was kind of still fresh, new, and funky, and like, how are we supposed to know? This was like a whole new thing for that time frame. Yeah, MySpace for me was so much fun.
What'd you do on there? Like, what was your daily, like, how would you, did you go on a daily? Was
it
a daily?
Oh, for sure. Oh, okay. For sure.
So, that's so interesting to think about because now I'm thinking like, I just asked you if you went on your first social media daily while I go on Instagram 100 times a day, million times a day. Like how often are we just clicking on it and scrolling aimlessly?
Mm-hmm.
Like, but I had to ask, did you go on a daily? Like that's crazy. Like the evolution there is just wild.
Yes. So I remember in like middle school, my friends were all talking about MySpace. And so I decided that I wanted to get a MySpace. So I created my first, and my brother was not happy about it. I think he thought I was too young to be on MySpace, so he hacked me and changed my password, and I wasn't able to log on. So then I created another one.
Yeah, why wouldn't you just create a new one? Yeah.
And I guess my security was way better on that one. I guess I had a good password. So
yeah, he was able just to hack your password that quick.
Yeah, I wasn't as, you know, I probably was using like Kendall.
That was your password, Kendall?
Probably. I have no clue. But it was great because you got to customize like your profile. So you wanted it to also look really good.
Mm-hmm.
You had to have the latest song on your MySpace. So when, like, if I were to go to your page, it would be probably like your favorite song right now. And that would be playing when I'd go onto Colby's page.
So it's like a whole experience.
Whole experience. Mm-hmm. And then
it reminds me very much of Tumblr, which I loved. And we'll talk about that soon, but keep going.
And then you would have a top 8. Originally, it was a top 8. And, you know, if you were in somebody's top 8, that was like a very coveted spot. You wanted to be on your best friend's top 8. Then somewhere down.
I remember so much about top 8. I remember hearing about that too, especially from like my older cousins, like my older like family friends. Like kids, I remember hearing them like talk about like all the drama about the top 8.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of drama.
So much drama. And then it started to become even more drama when they changed it to, you could change it to top 6, a top 4, a top 1. And then that was like even more, like if you only had 4, it was like, well, who's going to be? It's like America's Next Top Model. Or what's that show with the dancing?
Dance Moms.
Is that Dance Moms or it's the pyramid?
Yep. Yes, you are. Yep, that's it.
Mm-hmm. So then it was like that. But the best thing to do was, I think they were called blog posts. Oh. Or no, bulletins. They were called bulletins.
Okay.
And that would basically be, it would be on your right-hand side. And it would be like, oh, Colby Higgins, bulletin post. This survey, like maybe it's like school survey, and it would be like, what's your favorite mascot? What's your favorite color? Like it would just be all these different things, and it would be so fun to copy and paste it. And then you would say who you got that from, like stole from Colby Higgins. You would kind of keep a running tab. So that was always fun to do. But the best part was when you would log on, you would hope that you would have new photo likes, photo comments, bulletin likes, bulletin comments, new friend requests. Like you wanted everything to be popping off because that's how you felt like, oh, I'm cool. Like everybody's coming and checking out my page.
So you know how on Facebook, the original Facebook, it was a wall and you could post people to walls and you had like your own like text post to your wall. Was it like that? Or was it just pictures and just bulletins or?
Kind of.
What was it? Like, what were you posting? Like, what were you doing?
I mean, it's a good question. Like, now that I'm thinking, I'm like, what was the actual process of me, like, being on my, like, how did I see other people's photos? I don't remember if it was, like a feed or if maybe you would post a bulletin and be like, posted new pics, check it out. Like, I can't
know that.
I can't recall. Well, you would post a bulletin that would go to all of your friends.
Oh.
So you would have friends on there, right? Because you know, you'd have friend requests. So you would accept them and then they could see your stuff, vice versa. I don't remember if there was a wall or if you would post a bulletin like new pics.
Could you tag anyone?
Mm-hmm. You could tag people.
And pictures?
I believe so. And then, well, I don't know if it was like fully, you know, but you would
put like... It was like an at.
Yeah, like an at thing. And then people would do PC, faux PC. And that would mean like picture comment for picture comment. Like you leave one on mine, I'll leave one on yours.
I'm just like, why would that matter? But I'm like, okay.
Just going online.
It's so similar to how like my friend will text me and be like, hey, will you comment on my Insta pic?
Exactly.
And I'm like, okay. I'm like picking up what you're putting down. Okay. The whole thing I want to talk about today with social media has more to do with how society uses social media and like how it has become like something different. Like how social media isn't the cause of society's issues, but it's a product of it, and how social media is just a mirror, and whatever your usage of it is going to be what's reflected back to you.
Hmm.
And it can cause an like never-ending cycle of like anxiety and insecurities and all that. But the reason why people are starting to feel that way, it's not just because of Instagram. You know, like as a society, you already had that.
Mm-hmm.
So we created this kind of like app.
Mm-hmm.
And then instead of it being like uplifting or whatever, like people's insecurities ooze out still, causing more insecurities within other people. It's like a whole like cycle. Does that make sense?
It does make sense, because I was kind of going into this where I feel as though somewhere down the line, like MySpace started off fun. And then as it went, it's if you didn't get all these notifications, if you didn't get all of these likes, if you weren't posting, you would feel less than, or you would feel not popular or not liked, or that's when the insecurities started coming. And then it progressed into Facebook and still kind of same thing.
Because like people are like, oh my God, it's Instagram, blah, 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 blah. It's all these issues. It's just all the constant social media, blah, blah, blah. But like, it doesn't matter what platform it is, because whatever platform you're on, it's all going to be the same like endorphins release when you get those notifications. And it's going to be the same like you're being influenced by X, Y, and Z. Like I'm sure when you were using MySpace, you were exploring, you were checking things out. You saw your like the popular person in high school, you saw her posting this pic where she's wearing like a really cute hat and you're like, oh my God, I have to go get that hat. Like you're still being influenced, you know?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Very true. Now, today, I'm definitely a hardcore scroller, but I'm not a hardcore poster, because I think, you know, is it a good post to post? You know, what's my caption going to be? It could even be, does anybody care? You know?
Yeah. I've kind of gotten to the mindset of no one does care. And especially now with like stories, I feel like people only care about their own stories and not other people's stories. I also kind of rejected stories, and I still kind of do. Like, I don't really watch people's stories.
I do go on stories, but I'm constantly just tapping through. Just, yeah. I don't know. I might be bored. I'm really not paying attention to the stories. I'm really just tapping through. Oh, cool. Next. Oh, cool. I'm not even letting the whole story play.
What I think is interesting is, like, I personally, like, obviously they stole stories from Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
I used to watch Snapchat stories all the time. Loved it. But I rejected the Instagram stories so much that, like, even to today, I don't really watch my friends' Instagram stories. I don't watch, like, I don't like giving people the satisfaction that they can see that I watched it is what it stemmed from and has continued to be. And I was like maybe like a year ago, I think I started seeing like, you know, like I think it was Facebook like started adding stories, and then Twitter added a story option.
Oh.
And then now TikTok has a story option. And I just remember thinking, like, no one even watches stories. And then I was talking to my friend and they're like, all I do on Instagram is watch stories. And I was like, I'm the oddball out. I'm the one who's not using the app the way that the current developers would like me to use the app, which is watching stories, which I'm not doing.
Well,
I watch my own story constantly.
But do you think you're not watching stories because you were so upset that they took that from Snapchat?
Yeah, I also didn't like how the Instagram story is still very curated. And I loved how Snapchat stories were like raw. Like they were like kind of what's happening, what's going on. You could just post anything. And mm-hmm. it felt like it because it felt more protected, I feel like, because mm-hmm. especially for like a public profile in Instagram, like anyone can watch that. So I still wanted it to be like, if you happen to watch my story, it's still a really great pic of either the ocean or mm-hmm. my dinner or, you know, whatever. And also what I don't like about stories, what I really resented when they first started being a thing, was it got rid of my filler pic. Like I hated how on my own grid on Instagram, I couldn't have a filler pic between my own face and another picture of like my friend or like something like that. I didn't have something like a buffer. And
yeah.
Because like that's just something you would post on your story. It wouldn't be like a full post now.
Yeah.
Which is why like now I look at my Instagram and I'm like, oh my God, it's just all me. And I'm like, where's my fun life? And it's not there. It's just gone. And I like how if I scroll down far enough, it's more like artsy and it's more like it doesn't have to be a picture of my face. Like, and I would still get likes on it, you know? Like,
yeah.
And now I feel like it has to be a picture of me to post.
Interesting. Interesting.
I feel like we jumped really far ahead because we didn't even talk about Facebook or Tumblr or anything. Because I was going to say that I really resented Facebook for a while after an incident.
What? An incident?
Yeah. So I was dating this guy. Okay. And it was high school and we were going to Facebook official, right?
Oh, that's a big step.
Okay. Well, we've been dating at that point for like over 6 months. So like,
oh yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it was the 4th of July.
Wait, before that, did you have It's Complicated?
No, it was always just in a relationship with X, okay. Y, and Z. And so on the 4th of July, I went on to Facebook in the morning and I actually had to be in the parade for like my town that day. I went on to Facebook and he had changed his relationship status to single without telling me.
How did you get notified?
It was the first thing that popped up in my feed because him and I had so many interactions. It was like, this is your friend, you know, like you're going to get their content.
Oh, yeah.
So it was blank is single. And I was like, what is happening here? And then the comments and there was likes on the posts and like all this stuff. Then I noticed my notifications were going up, like they were popping off. And I was like, what? And I was like texting him and stuff and he's like, yeah, we're done. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah. And that's how he told me, was changing his relationship status to single. So I literally had anxiety going onto Facebook. Like I literally refused to go onto Facebook because I was like, trauma I got from that was so intense. I literally spent the whole day crying. I was on the float in the parade. Oh. July. I was in a little ball behind like some big art thing and I was just crying.
That is such a sad story.
But like my point is like,
not only did you have to be in a parade that day, but you're just crying on a float, waving to to the town.
I was devastated.
Why were you on this float in the first place though?
So I was part of a musical.
Of course.
And it was like the community musical. It wasn't like just my school musical. And so we had a float. For the town parade.
And I think that does make it that much worse because I feel like social media has just become such a place where I have to tell you about what's going on in my world and what's going on in my life. And if I'm not, then I seem weird or sad or, oh, what's wrong? You haven't posted in a couple days. Or like, oh, what's going on? This and that. Mm-hmm. But then it's also, if I'm sharing so much stuff, you know so much about me. And when those things happen where it's like, X is now single, it just makes it so much more worse. It's like you can't really, like you weren't able to go through that privately. And then,
yes, but also like in hindsight, like thinking about it, when you think about like before internet social media, there was still like your town would still know that kind of stuff. Like there would still be whispers around town. It's just more so it's in your face that this is happening, you know? But like people were still getting the same amount of anxiety and same amount of like heartbreak and everything that we were feeling.
Mm-hmm.
It was just different because they were able to, like, I'm thinking like back to like the 80s, right? Or like 90s. Like you were able to kind of like step aside, like take a break. Like you didn't have to hear it all at once and you didn't have to hear it, period. If you didn't want to, and if you really never wanted to see that person again, you didn't have to.
Yeah.
They were still feeling all these emotions, right? Mm-hmm. And they were still going through it, but they were able to say like, no, thank you. and there wasn't like 24 hour access to this person or to whatever.
True.
And the thing that social media, like online social media, really did was make it much more in your face and much more like available.
Mm-hmm.
Even if he broke up with me, like without, like if Facebook wasn't a thing, if internet wasn't a thing, he would still break up with me that way because he's a horrible person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's just a reflection of who he is, but through social media. Like it all comes True. Down to human behavior and how they are using it. So yes. How young the people are that are online is skewing. You're not able to like develop a strong sense of self, and you're not able to develop like healthy coping mechanisms or healthy reactions or like whatever. And it can cause you to just be like short-tempered, or cause you to be like reactive, or like cause you to, you know, be really insecure, like stuff like that. Like I'm trying to say, like, you would already be insecure, you would already be all these things, but because of social media, it's making you be in a cycle of it.
Yeah, and it's heightened.
And it's heightened. Yeah.
Because I will definitely say, of course, like everybody has insecurities, but even nowadays, I just feel like so insecure, even more so.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, we now have influencers, we now have this, and they're quote unquote telling you how to be that girl or, you know,
and
some sort of type.
Yeah.
And if you're not falling within what those guidelines are, then you're feeling less than.
Mm-hmm. And it's also like, I think every popular social media platform goes through a cycle where it's fun at first.
Mm-hmm.
And then you become, it's like the platform is more of like a town. Like you kind of like join this new town. You're going to know everybody. You're having a good time. You're figuring out like the ropes. And then once you're settled and like you know everything about like how to use this platform, who's on the like whatever, then it becomes more toxic, where like then it falls deeper into like those deep set like thoughts in your head, and it falls like deeper into like, how am I trying to say this? Like you're familiar with the basics. Like mm-hmm. Now it's like, okay, you learn basic math. Now you're going into calculus, you know, like yeah. You're getting into the refinement of these parts of you. It's not like I'm having a hard time articulating what I want to say, but I'm like.
Like you're just falling deeper and deeper into this black hole mind of it all. Is that what you're saying? Like you're getting too into your head about this.
No, I'm saying like the reason why like the social media platform is fun in the beginning is because you're learning the ropes.
Okay.
So it's like you're learning to drive a car, right?
Yeah.
You're learning the basics. You're learning how to press the gas. Like the very first time you jump into the front of a car, like behind the wheel.
Like the driver's seat.
The driver's seat. You're yes. like, I don't know how hard to press the gas. I don't know how hard to press the brakes. Like you don't have any of that mechanical instinct.
Yet you're excited to
do it.
You're
excited to learn. You're excited to figure it out. You're excited to try. And now you've been driving for 10 plus years. You're able to do all these different like motions, and it's like second nature to you now. And now you're not even thinking about driving. When you're behind the wheel of a car, it's no longer you're focused on driving. You're more focused on your thoughts in your head, the music you're playing, or you're like, it's like more niche than just driving.
Very true.
So my point is, yeah. Okay, I'm on my good track. Okay, so my point is you have the social media platform and it's new and it's exciting and you're learning how to drive, right?
Yes.
And then once you've been on it for a year, maybe even 6 months, I don't know how fast of a learner you are. Once we've been on it as a society for this amount of time, we're able to now not focus on how to have fun with it. And now we're focused on the niche aspects of the media.
I get it. Like what okay. scent is your car? Like what seat covers might you have if you still have seat covers? What is the feel of it? And how are you presenting your skill and your car to the world?
Yes, but I feel I'm thinking even more non-tangible. Like I'm thinking even more like you're able to bully online because you know how to drive that car. You know, like you get what I'm saying? Like
yes.
because you know how to use that app so well or platform so well, you're able to then bully someone. You're able to then create a fake account. You're able to then like because you know it so well.
Interesting.
You're able okay. to do more.
Okay.
Than just have fun.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to say. I'm
But first, it's very exciting when, like, you get onto a new social media because, yes, you're learning the ropes. It's new. It's exciting. It's, you're just feeling all the feels. Mm-hmm. But then as you continue to do this daily and probably more times a day, it's starting to become mundane, a little robotic. You're just checking it because you feel like you have to check it. It's now routine. So now you're focused on different things. But because you've also gotten so good, you're able to do things that are deeper within the platform,
yeah.
Whether that's catfishing people, bullying people, mm-hmm. or just finding new ways to interact.
It's like, so for an example, like for like the example of I was broken up with through the app, mm-hmm. or through the platform.
Yeah.
That wouldn't have been a thing just starting out on Facebook. You know, mm-hmm. like it was because we knew all the context. We knew all the social cues of it. We knew like the social, the unwritten rules of like how to use it. You know all that. Like you're already familiar with all of it. Like you're so like in this world, in this little town of a platform.
In the Facebook town.
In the face. I feel like yeah, town like, isn't like a good but way he, of describing.
Community.
Community.
Oh. But in this like Facebook community, like he knew what he was doing. Essentially, yes. He knew that he was doing this to not only get a reaction out of you, but to make some sort of statement.
And then also because of the way it's such a normalized use in my world, I knew it was real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it's like I had the panic attack the moment I saw it. Like I had that because I knew it wasn't just something posted online. I knew it meant him and I were actually broken up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would say when you are young and you're in these social media platforms, like those are gold. That kind of stuff is gold. So when you're seeing, oh my God, my boyfriend just said that he's single online now, like that's heartbreaking. And that is a slap in the face. But we're also not thinking about, I just got dumped, but it's like, what are other people now thinking about this? Like now they're going to be all over my ex-boyfriend.
But like, or they don't know that that's how I found out, you know, like they're just,
very true.
They're just thinking we broke up and he changed his relationship status. They're not realizing that's literally how he broke up with me.
The toxicity in me is thinking that everybody knows that I just got dumped that way on Facebook.
I definitely didn't have that thought.
That's my insecurity. My thing is, people now know this is how I got broken up with and they're going to judge me.
Yeah, but do you see how like that thought alone is in, like it was like pulled out of you from this platform?
Yes.
Like it's not like, it's like you already had that kind of insecurity, but it was pulled out of you more so and intensified because of this platform that you already know so well mm-hmm. that you're able to use like you're just driving a car.
This is very true because I feel when I was younger and before any social media, I was so confident. Like I would tell it like it was. I thought this, that, no insecure. I'm sure I had insecurities, but it felt like none. But then once you get social media involved, now I feel like every day I'm just getting deeper and deeper into insecurities. And I think it does start with social media. It definitely started from MySpace, kept going into Facebook. I never had a Tumblr, would love to hear your experience. But even now in Instagram, I have insecurities. Even when I just look at other people, I'm like, oh, I wish I had that body. Or I wish I looked that good, quote unquote, naturally.
And I think it's people who are like you who started out being confident and then went on social media and that's what caused their insecurities are blaming it all on social media for how society acts, like mm-hmm. how society has issues with insecurity. But rather, I think there's a bigger population of people who started out with insecurities who went online and then projected something different that caused you to then absorb their reflection.
Okay.
And that's what's causing the perpetual cycle.
Okay, I could see that.
That's
what
I was
definitely see that too.
Thinking more so than just like, I don't think like you get rid of social media, I don't think it's going to fix the problem.
No.
Because I think a lot of people are like, oh, social media is the problem. Like that's the issue right now with the kids these days. It's like, no, I think it heightens it. It makes it much more intense, of course, but it's not the problem. Society is the problem. Society is racist. Society is sexist. Society is insecure. Society is anxious. They have egos. They have jealousy. They have vanity. Like, it's not just the social media.
That is very true. I can see your point on that too. I think for me, I just feel like there's so many eyes everywhere now rather than before. It was just when I get to go home, it's just me, myself, and whoever's at home with me or whoever I decide to put in my circle. But now, I mean, think about how many friends you have on Instagram or this and that. It's like all eyes are on you. And then it's, you don't just have Instagram anymore. You have multiple platforms. There's so many eyes that are constantly just checking in. I'm always like, they're judging. I'm sure that's society too. Like down the line, it's like, make sure you know what you're posting. Maybe it's, I've judged people, you know, in the past. So now my side, I'm like, when I post something, it has to be one, worthwhile. Two, I have to make sure that I'm okay with people seeing this and that they think it's going to be a good post.
It's interesting to me because I don't feel that way. Like if I see 100 people watch my story, I'm not thinking like, oh my God, there's 100 sets of eyes on my story, like on me, like on, they're judging me. Like that's not what I think.
Yeah, that's me.
I think that more when I'm walking down the street and I see someone staring at me, I'm like, oh, they're judging me.
I feel both. But I think it's definitely, for me, it's scarier on Instagram because these people are following me for some reason, whether that's we were friends before or we're acquaintances or somehow they know me, that now it's like, it's as if they're in some sort of private space in my life because I am choosing to share this with my quote unquote friends or followers on Instagram and whatnot. And so now I'm like, I know that if I post this, it's really scary. Like when we launched the podcast, I was like, Colby, can I take this down now? Like, I'm just so nervous that people are going to judge me or think somewhere, think, why should I care? I shouldn't. Well, I do, but I shouldn't. So it's like reminding myself that not everybody is judging you and not everybody is thinking this way, but I'm always like, no, these people are lurkers, this and that, they're judging. It's just my insecurities. And I'm sure it stemmed from kind of like what you're saying, like people were reflecting this. I'm sure that I didn't start off like that. I'm thinking I probably heard that somewhere and then it clicked in my head, like, you're right, people are looking, like this is something that I should be one, mindful of, but two, thinking about. And then it just started for me to spiral down deeper and deeper. I used to post whatever I wanted, and now I just feel like I've gotten more insecure that it's very few and far in between.
I think the reason why I don't feel that way, I'm trying to remember, like, I think I did used to feel like everyone is watching, everyone knows what's happening, whatever. Now I'm thinking there's been a few times when I would talk to someone who I hadn't seen in a long time and I was like, oh yeah, like this thing, I post about it, like I'm sure you saw it. And they're like, because I remember them like actually, you know, seeing it or liking it or whatever. And they go, oh yeah, I mean, I kind of saw it, but I honestly didn't read it. Or like, honestly, like I don't remember. Like they're not thinking about it the way you are.
Mm-hmm. And I have to remind myself that.
Yeah, like the way, like I agree with you, it does feel like you're letting someone into your personal life. It definitely does feel like that. But then people aren't realizing, like they're not remembering what you shared.
Definitely.
That's more so why I feel like I'm not like, oh, they're judging me. They're not remembering enough to judge me.
Full-heartedly, yes. Because I'll get insecure and then I'm like, they don't really care. You know, I'm not going to be one that they're thinking about a month later, like, why did Kendall post this or this and that? But I think we as a society have put so much, like, social class or something on it. Like if somebody unfollows you that maybe you were quote unquote close with, it's like a dig. Like I was just watching Beverly Hills Housewife and these people unfollowed Erica Jane and Kyle, and Kyle's like livid about it. And I'm like, why? Why should we care? But at the same time, we do.
Oh my God, yeah. I mean, I definitely feel that way. Like I would be so offended if someone I went to high school with unfollowed me and I'm still following them. I'm not a fan, so.
Well, that's what I mean. And I feel because of my insecurities, like every so often, I'll go through the people I'm following and I'll just unfollow, whether that's pages that maybe don't serve me, maybe make me feel insecure, people I don't talk to or maybe don't care about really anymore. No offense if anybody's listening, but like I will, the people that don't serve me, I don't want to follow them anymore. But then I also feel guilty because it's like, I don't hate you. It's just One, you might be taking up my feed, and I also sometimes feel weird, like...
Seeing their stuff,
because I do feel like, you know, you're posting personal things about yourself, and we're just not there anymore. Love to see that you're happy, but it's also not serving me, and I'm not serving you anymore. But now we have close friends, right? I don't use that.
Why not? I love close friends.
I don't use it because,
one... I used to use it way more.
I'm like, what would I really do with my close friends? But I don't post enough anymore. Like, I don't post stories often. I don't do this. So I feel like it doesn't really.
I love posting.
It's not really something for me.
Like, the stuff I put on my close friend stories is more similar to the stuff I'd put on my Snapchat story back in the day.
Okay.
Like more fun, more free. And I hate when I'm on someone's close friends because I will watch that story. If I'm on your close friends.
Oh, I agree.
I will 100% watch your close friend's story because it's green. I can tell a difference. But if you just put anybody on your close friend story and I'm like, that could have been a regular story, why am I on this? I hate that. I hate that so much.
I agree because I feel like I'm going to get some very good content and sometimes it's a little lackluster, but then sometimes I'm lackluster. Like,
don't be popping up on my first option to watch. How do I remove myself from close friends? Can you remove yourself from close friends? Because I literally don't care.
That's a good question. But yes, sometimes close friends will pop up and I'm like, interesting, I'm your close friend. Like, I feel like I'm in a trust bubble, which does make me feel good. But then I am like,
I feel like usually it is a trust bubble. I know I'm on my one friend who I haven't talked to her in a couple of years, but she posts juicy stuff on that close friends and I'm in on that circle. And I'm like, I know you can trust me and you know you can trust me. And that's why I'm here.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I feel like I don't get too many like close friend notifications, but just add me on close friends before you post anything juicy. I would love to see. I won't judge. I promise. I just want to be
involved. I'm constantly adding and deleting people on my close friends.
You are? I don't know who's on my close friends. I really have no clue.
It's so much fun because I'll be like, I definitely want this person to see it, but I don't want that person to see it. And I'll like add them. And then once I'm done with like that 24 hours, I'm like, you can come back. And I add them back into the close friends. It's like they weren't that close. For that post, you're out. I'll re-add you later.
Wow.
You've never been kicked out.
Thank goodness. But I also, okay, so then do you update that before you post? Or is it like when you're posting a close friends, can you update it then and there?
I do it before I post.
Okay, so you're very thinking about this.
Oh, yeah. I also usually know who's on my close friends. Like, I'm usually able to tell you right now who's on my close friends.
Do you ever add anybody and post something on your close friends, knowing that the close friends little green circle is, like, highly just up there? Like, people are going to watch that? No. Do you ever add, like, maybe a guy that you, like, want to see this? And you know that if you post. Okay.
No, but that's a good idea. Maybe I should do.
There you go. You could take it.
But no, I don't do that. I think there are some people that definitely do, but no, I don't.
Interesting. Okay.
I think like social media, like what do you think is, after everything we've discussed with like how it's a mirror, how it's constantly like reflecting back and then people are absorbing and it's a cycle and it's never ending, blah, 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 blah. And then like with new platforms, then it's new and exciting and then it goes back to being toxic. Like, what do you think is a good end to it? Like, how do you think we should progress? That's what I'm trying to ask you.
Great question, Colby. Mm-hmm. How I think we should all progress is like we've talked about in a previous podcast. We need to just start acting like the middle-aged white women. We need to be the middle-aged women that are just posting this beautiful flower that they saw on their walk. Like, it was so fun to post your stuff on Instagram because it's like a digital
diary
scrapbook. Mm. Like, I mean, the scrapbooks that I have in this room, like, it was so cool to go see what my grandma had, like, put together. But now it's digital. And then I think because we just opened it up for the world and for all these people to see and we weren't mindful about who we wanted to have as friends and followers and vice versa, like in MySpace or Facebook, I'd accept everybody because I wanted to have so many friends and all of this, even if I didn't know you. And now I'm like I want to create a whole new Facebook because I just want to start all over.
Yeah, I feel the same way about Facebook. I did the same thing where I just kept accepting everybody.
Yeah, and now it's like I don't half the time or want to go through like thousands of people just to like narrow it down to 300, like you know, I just don't get it. And I think because social media is at our fingertips, we scroll when we're bored, we're doing this, we're doing that, we're never gonna fully get to a good point with it. I think we're just gonna continue in this cycle And I think it's on us. I think as humans, we have to kind of figure out a way to just deal with it. Like if, for me, like I'm insecure about these things, I need to find ways that I can cope and deal because it's never going to change. I have to get out of my own head. And I think Reese Witherspoon once said it, but like once you get out of your head of like how people think or judge you doesn't really mean anything, then your life changes forever. I just need to get to that point.
Okay. But how do you get to that point?
Exactly. That's the problem.
With social media. It's like you have to take a break. Like you have to.
And that's the thing. Sometimes I'm like, should I just take a break? But then I also think, well, what am I going to do when I'm bored for 5 minutes? I don't know, Kendall. Be present. Be present in your home. Be present here. Be present in life. Go take a walk.
That's why I love Pinterest. It's just vibes. I don't know. I feel like I have such a weird relationship with social media in general. I'm having a hard time like pinpointing like where to go from here because I'm so like deep in the hole. I don't even know, man. Like I'm just stuck in here. Should Dom hop on the pod? Say hi.
Dom, you want to say hi? Do you want to say hi on the podcast?
Hello.
We have a little munchkin.
And we have a munchkin, the one who's been yelling all day, finally. Dad comes home.
What up,
Colby?
Hi.
Do you have anything to say about social
media? Do you want to hop on the pod?
Do you have anything to say about social media?
Lola has a lot to say.
It could either be a good thing or a bad thing, depending how you use it.
Okay.
What was your experience? How do you feel like it has it negatively affected your individuality and how you personally feel? Like what's the scope of the imprint that social media has had on you?
I guess if you say that, because I was on Instagram the moment it came out.
Yeah.
And when people didn't really care about what they posted, they just posted anything without even thinking about it. Now you post something, oh, is it gonna get likes? Is it gonna get this? Is it gonna work out? And
like, we need to go back to being, like, the middle-aged white women who just post what they made for dinner and not thinking about it.
I mean, I can't relate, but but I think as it's gone on, it's made me more aware. I've double thought about things that I've went to post or, like, what I took a picture of. Is it positive? Is it negative? What kind of feedback am I going to get?
Or, like,
do I even want that to represent me?
Yeah.
You know?
Or like post remorse.
But yeah. Do you see what I'm saying? Like also, like if, so back to the town concept of it.
Dom out.
Okay, Dom out.
I guess
thank
Dom's
you.
Out. Okay, but I was going to say like back to the whole town thing. Like if you were in your town and there was no social media, you're going to grow up and you're still going to be like, am I wearing the cool clothes? Am I wearing, like you're going to walk around the town. You're going to think, you're going to second guess what you're wearing because that's what aging is. And that's how people as a whole, as a society, you're constantly comparing to one another. You're constantly projecting. You're constantly getting jealous and ego and blah, blah. That's already a thing of human beings in like a little town. If no social media existed, you'd still be feeling all that. You'd still be making sure you're wearing the coolest pants that people are wearing. You're going to second guess yourself going outside. That just comes with age.
True.
I'm saying social media has made it not just your town. It's made it the whole world and also 24/7.
Yeah.
So it's intensified.
Very much intensified because it's at your fingertips. And I think being that it's at your fingertips rather than me going walking downtown and quote unquote getting judged there, it's like I'm going to get judged there, but also everywhere else if I post something.
Okay, wait. I have this. It's loose. I need to grab it before it flies away.
Okay, grab it.
Okay. So the new platform. So you get the new platform. It's new. It's like when you're a kid. That's what joining a new platform is like. It's like you're a kid. You're not insecure about what you're posting. You're not insecure about whatever. You're not thinking about all that.
Yeah.
Once you get to know the platform, it's like how when you age, you understand social constructs. Once you start to age, you're mindful of what you say because you don't want to sound stupid.
Exactly.
You're mindful in like a social setting, what's happening, not just because of social media. You know what I mean? So it's like, you're mindful of what you're posting, but you'd also be mindful. You're not going to just go around being like, I just farted. Like, you know, like you're not a little kid. When you join a new platform, you're a little kid. And the reason why we're having such a blurry line between the two is because we grew up using social media. So we think it has to just do with social media, but it's just aging.
It is because like I was saying, if I go back and post, like, look at what I used to post, So embarrassing.
You were a kid.
But I was a kid.
You were a kid. So we need to stop thinking of it like, oh, why can't we just have social media the way it used to be and have it fun? It's because, no, you were a kid when you were posting it. And that's why it's changed the dynamic. So it's two things. One, you've aged physically. And then two, when you're on the app, you've aged in that like platform age. You know what I mean? Like you're able to use the app in a different way.
Exactly. That's a good point.
But it's not just social media. It is the social constructs of society.
You're right. This is our new society. That's what it is. It's like it's become a part of our society.
The platforms that are popular is the town we're living in, rather than just your physical location.
Yeah, that the whole world could see.
And also makes a little...
Which makes it...
worse. It's intensified. It's like putting a magnifying glass on everything that you don't want magnified.
Exactly. But the stuff that we are okay, like when we post it, we know that it's going to get magnified, but we're still also so nervous that it's going to be magnified. So you're just in this catch-22.
So how do we prevent it? How do we go back? How do we not even go back? How do we grow from here? Because now I feel like everyone's like, oh, let's go back. Let's go back. Forget going back.
I don't think we can go back. And no. I don't think that there's a way to really save us until we as just humans get out of our head. Because it's always going to happen. Like you said, even if we didn't have social media, we're still going to have that like reflecting mirror of like what we're projecting out. We're still going to have that. It's just, yeah. I think because it's at our fingertips, we're always going to constantly have some sort of thing like that.
I don't think we have to take anything away. I don't think you have to take breaks from social media. Now that I'm thinking about it, if you can use social media in a healthy way. You can. You totally can. Like seeing the arts, seeing your friends, like seeing all that. You can use it in a very healthy way. If you find yourself falling into that pitfall of insecurity, what are people thinking? Like people are judging me. You need to work on that. You need to internally.
Yeah.
You need to internally work on that. So if you feel like there's an issue with social media, it's you.
100% because I know what I'm thinking when I'm thinking all these insecurities is not true. I have to work on how I'm viewing that. But also if you're finding that you're getting these toxic traits, like you said you were unfollowing or muting people, like I think it's good to do that. You should clean up your house of what's not serving you so that you can use social media in that healthy way. Maybe you need to take a break from all the influencers that you follow. Mute them all. Start following more people maybe that are doing creative stuff, or you're learning cleaning hacks, or you're doing this, you're doing that. I think we have to be better at, yes, social media might cause insecurities, but why? And why are you allowing that to become your insecurity? Like, I already knew that that was my insecurity, so I need to do a better job at cleaning up my house and cleaning up my feed so that I don't feel that way, because it's not going to go away. We're always going to have something. You got to work on yourself.
You have to work on yourself. You have to get to a point of you know your needs, you know who you are, and you're okay with it.
Yes.
And that's how you can healthily use social media.
Yeah, and I'm not there yet. I'm sure it's going to take some work, but I think we're on the right track. I think that we've definitely figured out that it's not the platform itself. It's how we're using it and perceiving it. And so it's on us. It's on our shoulders.
Because I feel like I don't feel that way really anymore about Instagram. Like I'm okay with just like posting, I feel like, for the most part. Like, I don't want to look good, sure. Like I'll do a flattering pic, but like I don't feel nervous about posting it, you know? When I see like likes and stuff, I'm not thinking like, oh, people are judging me for posting this. I'm thinking like, oh, they like the pic.
Yeah. I think both. I think obviously they like it, but I'm also thinking that I just start to think, if I'm getting all these likes, I know that at least that many people saw it, and I know it's more because some people aren't gonna like it.
Yeah, but like I don't care about that on Instagram.
But then you reflect and you're like, oh, I only got this many likes. My average like is this number, and I did way below that. Yikes.
Well, actually, I started turning off my likes a long time ago. Even when they were really high, I started turning them off because I was like, I just don't like seeing the number. So I just started turning them off, and now they're just always off. I don't have to see how many likes it is.
Interesting. Maybe I'm going to do that before I post again, whenever that is. Who knows? So that's really what I have to say about social media. I think we went all over the place with this one, but I think that that's the best way to even talk about social media because it is so all over the place. It's just a big old circle in this big old world that we're just going deeper and deeper and deeper in.
I think it's time to focus on your healing self, finding out why you feel insecure, finding out what it is about, you know, this, that, and the third that makes you feel like it's toxic. Because, like, how everyone, like, people are saying TikTok is super toxic with, like, the clean girl aesthetic, blah, blah, blah. I don't feel that way because I don't have an insecurity revolving around maintaining this, like, perfect, imperfectly person. Like, that's, I don't have a thing like that. I don't have that kind of projection onto myself. So I feel, so like, I don't find it toxic, but I hear that other people find it toxic and I can see how.
When I think social media, I'm not thinking, ugh, it's toxic. Like, I know it's within myself.
Yeah,
it's
but I think other people don't realize it's within themselves.
Yeah, I think we really need to focus on what about social media is making you insecure and then you just focusing on that.
All social media is a reflection of you. Mm-hmm. It is the product of our own insecurities.
Yes, that we all need to work on improving.
I feel like this was good in the sense that I feel like I got a lot out, but I also feel like I didn't come to like a real conclusion necessarily.
Yeah, it feels like we vented, but I think that we also got different understandings of social media. Like there was bright lights going off in multiple places where we finally are understanding a little bit more of it and we're not putting the blame on something else.
Yes. That's a good way to put it. Well, okay. I feel like this was eventful.
I think this was eventful and it was good to just kind of let some things.
It felt like I kind of let some steam out of the pressure cooker. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think everybody has their qualms with social media, but they also have their bright lights with social media. And it's really just finding what is healthy for you.
I love you. Thank you for listening to me.
Yeah, thank you for listening to me. And we will catch you next time. Oh, yes or no?
I just remembered we don't ever tell people to like and rate the podcast.
Oh, well, we need to because we need to get our likes up. We need those eyeballs on us.
Well, you know, if you give us a good rating on, you know, Apple or Spotify, it's more likely to recommend the podcast to someone else. And we would love to be able to get people who need this podcast out to those people.
Yes. So please make sure you are liking our podcast. Make sure you're also subscribing and following. That way you'll be notified when we do post a new episode. And please send it to your friends. We would love to have them come join our sessions and to be a part of Can't Afford Therapy.
Yeah. And if you feel so inclined to, we would love to get a little review from you on Apple Podcasts if you want to, can, or whatever. Only nice things. If you have something negative to say, please email us. I don't want it to be in the review.
Thank you so much. Only 5 stars, please.
All right. Well, I love you.
Well, anyways. Okay. Love you. Bye.
Bye.